Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Legacy doubles short-term rehab capacity. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center has doubled its short-term rehabilitation capacity with the opening of a dedicated second-floor unit. According to the Gillette News Record, the new space opened in mid-July and increases capacity from 5 beds to 10. Legacy hopes to expand the unit to 20 beds by April of 2027. Administrator Holly Alexander says separating short-term rehabilitation patients from long-term care and hospice residents will allow nurses, nursing assistants, and therapists to better focus on patients who need more frequent assessments, vital checks, and more complex care. The move is part of continued renovations since Legacy reopened in early 2025. The facility is also reducing its reliance on traveling staff. Officials say the number of traveling staff is expected to fall below 10 by August compared to about 40 2 years ago. Legacy leaders say the expansion will keep more Campbell County patients close to home, family, and their local support systems while they recover. Frank Chapman drops out of crowded Wyoming U.S. House race. Wyoming's Republican primary for the state's lone U.S. House seat is down to 9 candidates after Teton County rancher Frank Chapman withdrew Thursday. According to Cowboy State Daily, Chapman said the 10-candidate field had become too crowded for voters to clearly evaluate the race and said continuing would require an irresponsible amount of spending. Chapman was among the best-funded candidates. Federal reports show his campaign raised about $1.09 million through July, including $1.06 million he loaned himself and had spent nearly $600,000. Chapman said he is not endorsing another candidate. He also criticized the Wyoming Republican Party's decision to endorse Secretary of State Chuck Gray before the primary, saying party leaders should let voters decide. The remaining field includes Gray, Bo Bightman, Jillian Balow, Reed Reisner, Steve Freese, and 4 others. The Republican primary is August 18th. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.